So now we started. We're in Aku. It's Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning how to do this, so this is just... Yeah, I've done this twice with myself, asking me questions. So this is the first with someone else.
Okay.
And this person might introduce themselves afterwards. We'll see after. And you already read the instructions or which? So which type of game do you want to play?
The game of luck.
The game of luck. And this is you grab a card, you grab a question, and you answer it on, to your opinion, and you grab the answer card, and if the answer is the same as your opinion, you get a point. Nice. That's my favorite. I played this a couple of times.
Okay. Are you?
So, this is the stack of cards. In advance, I thought I'd let the other person shuffle.
Okay.
Because I can't.
Yeah.
But also, it's way more fair when the
I'm
other...
I'm not the best shuffler, but I'm the, still doing it.
Still, if you don't shuffle it, it's still random.
Okay.
So it's good.
That's true, so it's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, even if it's exactly...
So we don't even need to shuffle, wow.
No, but that you have to decide this. Yeah. That's the random part of it.
Okay, I'm done then.
So,
should I put it
down?
Here?
And so ask you the first question.
Yeah, and should I turn this pile as well? Or...
Yeah,
I just turned
it. Yeah, that's good enough. I think. A very good friend of yours is burnt out and for that cannot handle criticism. Do you spare her?
So I will first pick the...
No, you just give your opinion.
Okay.
And if it's the same as the card, you win.
Okay. So I do spare her. But can it be like more than yes?
Yeah,
I know. Can it be more?
You can give like a lecture of 3 hours.
No,
but then
so,
we have a lot of blocks
so
of 20 minutes.
I do spare her, but I think that she still needs to understand that I'm sparing her somehow.
So you,
I somehow let her know that there is something to be talked about more later when she's in a better state of mind.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I didn't interpret
because it says a very good friend of yours is burnt out and for that cannot handle criticism, which means that there might be something to criticize or I don't know.
It's very good because when I answered it, I didn't think about it like that.
Okay.
I just said, oh yeah, I'm not gonna criticize this person as well.
Yeah.
But when they're doing something that's horrible,
yeah,
it needs this. Yeah. This criticizing.
So we would have had different answers. So you wouldn't spare her?
I would spare her, but I wouldn't delay the answer because I thought there was not... It was just a small thing.
Yeah.
Like, you burnt the bread.
Yeah. Okay. So let's check if it's like our opinion. I'm turning the...
That's
close, right?
Yeah, maybe.
It's close enough.
Yeah, maybe it's when it doesn't, you don't recognize the situation, there's no clear answer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is...
Ah, that's really nice.
You got 1 point.
That's cool. Okay, next. Can I make one for you, or is it always... Okay. Your girlfriend is pregnant, and she decides to have the baby. Do you try to change her mind?
Nope, but I will tell her that... I got neutered for a reason because I definitely don't want children.
Okay.
And my brain, I can't handle the noise and the activity of a kid.
Yeah.
So I will support her by visiting and talking with her, but she shouldn't count on me taking care of the baby.
Nice. Okay. Let's check. So the question was, do you try to change her mind? And your answer to that was everything you answered.
I said, nope, I'm not going to change her mind.
Okay, and here it says yes.
Sweet, you're winning.
So you don't get this one.
Yeah, no points for me.
Okay.
So put
I'll take this on the side or below.
Below.
Yeah.
You got the correct one.
Awesome. Okay. Shall we do it 1-1, or how does it...
I like this idea of making the person that I'm inviting to talk with come up with all kinds of ideas and just do it.
Okay, so now you can ask me. Yeah.
A couple of friends criticize strongly the way you feel you deal with others. You do not recognize the criticism. Are you going to work on it anyway? It's complicated.
Are you going to work on it anyway? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I also thought. There's, I would go for second and triple opinions.
Okay.
So if some people think I'm doing it wrong, but sometimes you already know if I know if my mom criticizes me for being smelly.
Yeah.
I know she's right. I know I'm not gonna change.
Yeah.
Because it's not a problem to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But if someone in the squatter community says, "Hey, you're smelly," I said, "Hey, this might be actually
problematic for others." Okay. Okay. So it depends, kind of, for you.
Yeah.
For me, it was yes.
Yes, and you said yes, so you're really nicely winning.
So I got another point.
Let's see what the timer is saying. Only 6 minutes, so that's good.
Okay, so now I can ask you.
Yeah.
It says, are you informal with others?
Yep, very.
I think so too. I think you are.
I am so informal that I feel it's an insult when people are... that people that I know are formal with me.
Okay.
Because formal is distant.
Yeah. Do you want to check?
That's an easy, fast answer. Maybe.
Maybe.
Nope.
No.
Wrong.
Okay, I'll put it back.
They made a note of me being completely without respect to doctors when I was in the hospital.
Because you were informal with them.
Yeah, I just talk to doctors as if they're people, and I talk to nurses as if they're people doing a hard job.
Yeah.
Doctors are not the ones that do the hard job.
Yeah, I guess.
And the nurses don't get the respect, so that's also why we should respect them even more. This one is nice. Do you believe it would be profitable for the world when everyone agreed with each other?
I don't think so. I think not, because if you agree with something, it doesn't mean... if everyone agrees on something, it doesn't mean it's correct, right? So now we can all agree on destroying the planet, but... Yeah,
there's an argumentation fallacy. Might make it right.
Okay.
If more people say this is like this, then you say, but everybody says it can still be bullshit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I do agree with you, but...
So no, we both say no, right?
Indeed, I agree with you, and the card also agrees with you.
That's cool.
You're winning very well.
That's nice. It's really chance.
Yeah, that makes it so much fun. It doesn't matter what you answer.
Suddenly I feel affectionate towards the cards. Like, you're agreeing with me.
Yeah, indeed. And the other types of... there's other types you can play where you got a question and you make an answer according to the card you pick.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah, you have to. That's nice.
Or you make it and then other people decide whether you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this...
it's different. Then we'll try others. So, do you know your most intimate friend will be jealous when you... You know your most intimate friend will be jealous when you fall in love with someone else. Do you take that into account?
I think this is such a confusing question. I've read all the questions a couple of times before. And most intimate friend would be my partner.
Oh.
And I'm aromantic, so I don't do the falling in love stuff.
Okay.
So I don't understand that part. But I would take it in account and just talk it over more.
Okay. Okay. Even if, but what if it's just a close friend?
when it's a close friend.
Yeah, because it's a person who spends so much time with you, they would be jealous.
I had this situation. I didn't expect him to be jealous. I dated his sister, and he broke off contact.
Maybe that's also because it was his sister.
It wasn't such a close friend afterwards. Yeah. So that wasn't a big loss for me.
Okay. But you didn't take it into account?
No.
In his case? Yeah.
No, because he was the younger. He was 2 years younger. Okay. And he has nothing to say about what his sister does.
Of course.
So...
No, nice, close enough. No, I would say you win.
But I say I do take it in account talking about it.
If it's your partner.
Yeah, if it's my partner, indeed. But if it's just a regular friend, that's really...
So this is half a point.
Yeah, okay, I accept the point.
Okay. Hi, are you starting now?
No, 20 minutes.
So we have 20 minutes.
Can I have a...
So, do you think it's okay? Alan, is this for me or for you?
It's for you.
So, you have to ask it to me.
Yeah. do you think it's okay to make love with somebody you cannot talk very well with? And is make love, is that like a euphemism for having sex?
Yeah, probably, right?
Okay. Because this is what I hate about these cards. They're like, what the hell is love? What is intimate friend? What
yeah,
is...
but also maybe it means that it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say, of course, it's okay if you... But then it's... I wouldn't say I'm making love. I would say, like, having sex with somebody you cannot talk very well with. Of course.
Yeah, if you feel like it's...
It's very possible. Yeah. Yeah, so I would say yes.
Yeah, I like the concept of just... also asexual, so I don't do the sex stuff either. So that's why it's so funny and confusing for me. But I fully understand.
Yeah.
Or I would say yes, because it's all about orgasm, and orgasms are nice.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
So for the chance
of
an orgasm...
Even in that, yeah.
So for me, having sex is you try to get an orgasm, which is nice, or you try to give the other an orgasm, which is also nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just nice.
So either way, it's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, it was yes, and the card says maybe, so I don't get the point.
You don't accept it. Good. Lucky me.
Yeah. Okay. So, just in front of you walks a person in a fur coat. Do you comment on it?
Not to the person.
Okay.
I would, if I was walking with other people, I would talk with them about it.
Yeah.
And in a way that everybody can hear.
Okay.
If it's a person that I know, I would start talking to the person and say, hey.
Okay, nice.
I hope you got this secondhand, and if not, what's the name of the animal?
Of the animal.
It's really funny to ask meat eaters what the name is of the meat they are eating. It freaks them out.
It's true, of course. Yeah.
I think it's funny.
So you said.
I said no.
Almost a maybe, no?
It's like it's not really applicable. That's
okay.
Hiya.
Hi. So you have yes, which is...
No point for me.
No point? Okay. Then we'll put it back. Okay.
And I can ask you a question. We can also stop at the moment and add more people to the conversation.
Ah, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, if you feel like it, it's because it's like shutting people out is not nice.
Sure.
Do you want to give your name?
Yeah, sure.
Or you can just say some.
So my name is Bettina, and I am enjoying games that come out of nowhere in my daily life. Yeah.
Aqua afternoons are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm Peter from Amersfoort.
Yeah. And we'll see who's
next.
And
I'm looking forward to how this thing evolves.